Greetings, fair listeners. Stay a while and listen. So, I was talking about collaborations. I'm working on a collaboration with Gigi. Was it Good Girl 1980? Is there something else in there? I don't remember. I'll look it up later. I wrote the script, submitted it to her, and she recorded her side. I listened to it. It was fantastic. And then I was thinking maybe I should have her re-record some bits and just do it as a solo, because she was amazing. I mean, it's phenomenal. But then I thought, you know what? It's probably just easier for me to do my side and just try to find my performance somewhere in between hers, which is actually really difficult without a director, someone who's objective and hears everything and sees everything. I'm too deep in the middle of it. You know, it's really, you know, directing yourself is something that it's an art, and it's something that I don't like to do, because, you know, because when you're directing, you have to evaluate the performance that's happening in front of you. So when you're going through rehearsal, you are watching the performance, you're evaluating it and tweaking it so that it becomes the performance that you want to see. And since it's a collaborative effort, a good director will also accept the input of the performers, because you want it to be the performer putting his or her twist, spin on whatever's being done, because that's the whole point of having someone else do the role, because we've already seen someone else do this usually. I mean, if it's a new role, then okay. But if you're originating the role, it's yours. You're the first one to do it. So you are going to, you're going to be known for that performance. So you need to make it yours. And so that's going to be, you know, the director says, okay, show me what you have, and then shapes it. So it's like clay. The actor brings the clay, and the director molds it, but the actor has to have the clay to begin with. And, you know, each molding medium has different properties. The actor has different talents, different abilities with which the director can work. And if you're directing yourself, sure, you know what your talents are, but it's harder to evaluate yourself until after the fact. When you're in it, you can sort of know kind of what you're doing, but you can't really see it. You can't really hear it, because the way you hear your voice is different in your head, because of how your voice resonates through your skull. So your voice always sounds different in your head than it does to outside listeners. That's just anatomy. And you can't see yourself. I mean, even if you're trying to watch a monitor of yourself, it's still very difficult to evaluate your performance. So directing yourself is an art, and it's something that I don't really like to do. So when I collaborate, I like to... That's what's different about what we do here, as opposed to what I would be doing on a professional level. If I were going into a studio, there would be a director, a vocal director, who would be saying, okay, this is what we're going to do. And even if it's not the actual director, if it's a sub-director, you know, an assistant director, or a second director, or first director, whatever, there'd be someone there who's saying, this is what we're looking for, this is what we're going for. And so I would be putting out a vocal performance. My training, I've had several people give me a method where it's... A technique, sorry, because it's a method. People are like, you use the method act. Let's talk Stanislavski, Uta Hagen. Anyway, I like to give an actor, a director, three different looks, or in case of vocal performance, three different approaches, we'll say, just to make it simplify it. So it's like, okay, I can do it this way, I can do it this way, or this way, because I don't want to give too many. And then if they don't like any of those, I can say, okay, I can do this, this, or this. But I always like to give my director three options to start with. And so when I do that, when I'm doing my own audios, I go through my head, it doesn't feel right. Okay, try something else. And it's a process. And improvisation, it's a very fun process. But when I'm working from a script, it's a completely different process because the character's already there on the page and I have to pull it out. If I'm improvising, it means the character is pretty much already there and I'm just getting it out. Now, if I've written the script, I have the benefit of having worked the character out pretty much on the page. So for me, that exercise is mostly done, except in the case of this collaboration that I'm doing, because I left it fairly open as to what I focused more on the female half of the FM for A. So the female character, well, they both get pretty well developed, but it's through the female dialogue mostly that it gets that both of them get developed, because the male role is mostly reactionary. Is it? You know, I'm gonna have to read it again because I'm not sure, because he does have some character development in his own dialogue, and story is character and character is story. So if you're building the character, you're building the story. Sorry, popcorn stuck in my teeth. I love popcorn. I don't know if people know that yet, but it will become obvious as I continue to talk about popcorn and everything I do. I'm having a hard time finding the character voice because I want to be gruff, but I don't want to get too much of a parody. That it up something like Duke Nukem, you know, or Randy Macho Man Savage, because that's going to grate on my voice right now, as you can hear. But, you know, I tried the, you know, Brooklyn accent to kind of go down there, you know, something like that. That's not quite Brooklyn. It's not Bronx. I don't know. Long Island, maybe? I don't know. I tried to do Boston, but it was pretty bad when I tried to do Boston. Because I haven't worked on it in a long time. But, you know, I did some sort of... I kind of wanted Joyzy for a bit. I don't know. I couldn't get Jazzy. Joyzy? Jazzy? That's Boston over there. I don't know. The thing is, I haven't worked on localization in so long that it's like my accent tends to go all over the place. So I try to avoid that because I need to take some more classes again so that I can get back into the swing of things. Otherwise, I'm all over the map and I don't know where I'll end up. It's pretty bad. But I have my side recorded. I went a little gruff and trying to get down to the chest so I get a little more bass. Trying to stay out of the throat and out of the nose, out of the head as much as I can. Getting most of the voice down here. Trying not to be Clint Eastwood about it. Because that ends up being, for me, a lot more like Duke Nukem. You know. See, I went back there again. And just trying to play around with mechanisms of my voice. And really just trying to get more of a rich tone out of it, a little rasp to it, and not really something that's overly dramatic, but something, you know, that adds a little bit of depth of character to it. That lets you know, this guy, he's been around, he's seen a bit, sort of sarcastic. He's a rough and tough kind of guy. Definitely not a pretty boy, but, you know, that sort of thing. I don't know. It's you know, finding a character is because it is a lot about posture. Even though people don't see me, they don't see my performance. The way I hold myself affects the vocal performance. If I compress, if I get down here, it's, you know, it's really hard to do anything other than this kind of sound. But if I open up, it gives me bigger sounds. It's just like anybody who's done vocal training for singing, the more you open up, the bigger your sounds get, the more dramatic it is. So it's all about posture, and even when I am performing, I'm gesticulating, I am acting as if I am doing these things, and it must look very, very humorous to anyone who is watching me perform. So yeah. I sometimes get self-conscious about it when I think about it. Not so much when I'm doing it, because that's just what I do. But when I'm not doing it and I think about when I am going to do it or when I have done it, I'm like, yeah, I did that thing. You know, I get self-conscious and like, I must have been looking ridiculous. But, you know, I get up on stage and I do mime. I studied mime because as an actor, so much of what I do is physical and facial. You know, that's the way I do my stage makeup, is to accentuate my facial expression. And that's what a lot of people new to the stage don't think about, is that, you know, you can do your makeup in such a way that it exaggerates your facial features. And when you see it up close, it looks ridiculous. And people are like, why did you do your makeup? Looks horrible. And they're saying that because they're looking at you up close. But stage is typically not something that's done face to face. You are separated by the stage. So that's creating some distance from you and your audience. And so you need something to exaggerate your features so that your features can be seen and your facial expressions can be appreciated. I definitely wouldn't do my makeup like that for film, or, you know, for television, film, the video, whatever, because you tend to have close-ups. But it's very difficult for people to see my eyebrows move if I don't accentuate them. So I make my eyebrows look larger, I accentuate my cheekbones and my lips, I do a darker color around the edge, and do a sort of gradient color, and just do things with shadowing so that you can see when my face moves, and I do, when I emote, it's a lot easier for the audience to see. And so I have to think of, you know, how do I translate that to audio when it comes to GWA and Pillow Talk or whatever subreddit I'm on, because I have to think about similar things, because you can't necessarily hear a facial expression, but there are certain tones of voice that will convey a similar feeling that we associate with facial expression. And, you know, just because other people don't do it doesn't mean that they're bad performers. It's just something that I do as an attention to detail, because it's part of my training. I am trained to evoke feeling, to that's what I do. And, you know, if other people would like to learn how, then I definitely recommend you look into it. Because, you know, it's not saying that everybody should do this, not saying everybody has to do it. I'm not saying it's bad if people don't know how to do it. I'm just saying that this is what I do. It's and I'm exposing the exposing. Ooh. I'm just talking about the things that I do in mine. It's my particular method. There are things that other people do that I'm trying to figure out how to do on my own. Because there are certain, you know, the tonicity of people's voices that I really like. The cadence of their voice, the way they speak, their accents. There's some accents that I would love to be able to do. And I would love to be able to study the accents to so that I could pull them off. You know, there are a lot of things that I'd like to be able to do that I can't. And so it makes me feel better to talk about the things that I do and that I really enjoy doing. Because, you know, for me, performance is fun. That's why I got, well, that's why I continued doing it, I suppose. I got into it because, originally just because of my stutter, to learn to speak better. And that's why I'm always so deliberate in almost, and that's why I have to work really hard for dialect to get away from the way that I speak. Because I do enunciate, I tend to enunciate very well, which is not appropriate for a lot of the dialects that I try to do. So that's one thing I have to forget myself. Sometimes I forget my training, if you will. This really is, it's really rambly, but it's something I'm passionate about. So I think that will please some people because I'm so passionate about it. I'm just like, yes, go me. And it's, I'm talking positively about myself, which will please some other people. Yay. So yeah, there are some other collaborations that I'd like to do. I have some writing to do. I have some recording to do. And I have, at the moment, I have two, audios, two audio files to, I have two sessions that I need to do. I have to, add some sound effects to one. And the other one I need to mix two recording sessions together to make one file. The FM4A. Yeah, plus I need to record sex sounds. Because, yeah, that's not... I need to match my sex sounds to hers. So I think I need to listen to her while I do that. That's going to be fun. So, yeah. If anybody has any questions about the things that I do or just wants me to shut up, because I get that a lot, you know, go ahead and send me a message, leave a comment. You know how to do it. Don't be shy. If you're a lurker, then stop lurking and just send me a message. You don't have to be shy anymore. All right, goodbye. Boop. Click the button. No, just press space bar. Okay.